she approved the adaptation.
Yeah, but I knew the idea. I couldn't remember her name, and it was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Anything else to add?
We're hoping that Madeline L'Engle's granddaughter, Charlotte, will be able to attend and perhaps join in a question and answer after a performance. We are not sure about that or the date, but that's our hope.
How nice. I hope that happens. PrimeStageTheater.org, PrimeStage.org, for additional information. We want to thank Mrs. Witch, Mrs. Who, Mrs. What's-It, Joyce, Mary, Pawnee, and also Sonny Disney, the director. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Take care. We appreciate it.
Could you help me find my song tonight? 'Cause I'm feeling like there's not a single thing that I've done right. And I'm getting worried I've wasted all the time that I've been given. And could you trust me one more time? I know I sold you up the river for a love that broke my pride. And then I got high. Where or how that you were living. I can't explain all the years that got away, all the miles I tried to fly on broken wings. Why I cut you like a sandbag.
Platt and the Honeycutters, Open Up Your Door. From her album, The Devil in the Deep Blue Sea. Doc Watson coming up in a moment to kick off our next hour. Let's start with Dave and McCandless. From Scott and Karen in Plano, Texas. And the great-grandchildren, and Adam and Allison and Aaron. Dave is turning 87 on February 28th. Happy birthday to you. We have some more February 28th birthdays to celebrate in a moment. Today, Damari of Monongahela celebrates. Mom, Dad, Jaron, and Fenway wish you a happy birthday. Joseph of Weirton for Mom and Jill and Alexis. Cody of Brentwood from Mom, Dad, and Sean. Also today, Jean of Churchill from Jennifer and John. And grandkids Matthew, Katie, and Andrew. Also today, Evan of Regent Square from Mom and Dad and Julian. Eric from Renee, Addie of Bridgeville, and Margaret of Florida. Tomorrow we have Charlie Anderson of Morningside. Happy birthday, Charlie, from us and from Daphne, too. Peter of Point Breeze from Eliza, twins Nyla and Niley of Sheridan. Jamie from Jim in Black Ridge, and Mom, Jason, Frankie, Theo, Laura, Dale, Carson, Aaron, Jay, Evan, and Gina. On the 28th, Callie of Lakewood, Washington, Pam, Matthew, Sam of Forest Hills, Dick of Butler from Judy and Megan. As I mentioned before, but worth mentioning again, Dave turns 87. Happy birthday to you from Scott and Karen and Plano, Adam, Allison, Aaron, and all the great grandchildren. Sophia of Mount Lebanon from Grandma Naomi, Greg from wife Joan and kids, and Jason and Squirrel Hill. Jason is our February 29th birthday, our lone representative for that date. On the 1st, we have Robert from Grandma, Tyreek, Hayden, and family. Gregor, Jack of Emsworth from Mom, Dad, Ben, and Sally. Allison of Shaler from Mom and Dad. And Henry. On March 2nd, Joel of Cannonsburg, Diane of Avella, Lena of East Liverpool, Caroline of Avalon, Lauren from Mark and Jen in Portersville, Judy of Highland Park from husband Ken, Tessa of Gibsonia, and Jacqueline of Beaver from Corey, Joey, and Vinny. March 3rd, we have Laura of Pittsburgh from Mom, Dad, and Conrad, Brody from Chuchi and Ryan, Nick and Gibsonia from Brother Brian and Mars, and Dean and Dormont from Mom and Dad. Finally, on Friday, we have Wyatt of Mount Lebanon from Mom and Dad and Lila, Isabella of Miami Beach from Galadriel and Adam and Araliana, Abigail, Elsa, Leora and Eamon, Tommy and Swisshelm Park from your family, Jim and Elizabethtown from daughter Amy, and Cooper of Elizabeth from your family. Send your birthdays to us. We'll announce them the Saturday of or before their occurrence. Include the birthday person's address. We'll make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card. You can send birthdays to us by going to slbradio.org/birthdays or simply send the details to us at slb@slbradio.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, RadioPhoenix.org, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
As I walked along the street, a billboard caught my eye. I tell you what I read on it would make you laugh and cry. The signs were torn and scattered from a storm the night before. I know you won't believe it, folks, but this is what I saw. Smoke Coca-Cola cigarettes, drink Wrigley's spearmint beer. Kennel ration dog food keeps your wife's complexion clear. Chew chocolate-covered mothballs, they always satisfy. Brush your teeth with Lifebuoy soap and watch the suds go by. When I recovered from my shock, I went up on my way. I hadn't gone but just a block when there, to my dismay, I saw another billboard just like the one before. I know you won't believe it, folks, but this is what I saw. Take your next vacation in a brand new Frigidaire. and learn to play piano in your winter underwear. And simonize your babies with Hershey's candy bars. Just see the difference that Drino makes in all the movie stars. Doctors prove that babies shouldn't smoke till they are three. And the people over 35 take baths in Lipton's tea. You can make this country a better place today. Find the boy that wrote this song and have him put away.
From 1962, that's Doc Watson. Get ready, we're going to play Guess Who in a moment, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Now it's time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. We have one particular person in mind. We think it's probably a name. You'll recognize it could be somebody from the world of music, television, film, history, literature, culture of some other type. No matter who it is, we think it's probably a name that you'll know. And here are the initials. You can guess as many times as you would like. The initials this week are C, 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 C. That's C as in Churchill, and C as in cranberry. Those are just ways to remember the letters. No hints there. C, C. Good luck. You can guess as many times as you would like. We will try to do our best to keep you informed as to how other people are guessing, particularly those that have answers that are not the CC we have in mind, to help you narrow it down. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or 1-888-752-7234. CC, this week's Guess Who initials. Good luck to you as we play Guess Who.
You bet on Stu Ball, and you might win, win, win. Bet on Stu Ball, and you might win. Old Stu Ball, he was a racehorse, and I wish that he was mine. He never drank water, but he always drank wine. You bet on Stu Ball, and you might win, win, win. Bet on Stu Ball, and you might win. I rode him in England, and I rode him in Spain. I never did lose, boys, and I always did gain. You bet on Stu Ball, and you might win, win, win. Bet on Stu Ball, and you might win. Was a big day in Dallas. Don't you wish that you was there? You can bet your bottom dollar on that iron gray mare. You bet on Stu Ball, and you might win, win, win. Bet on Stu Ball, like a criminal to be hung. When the horses were saddled and the word was give and go, all the horses, you know, they shot off like an arrow from a bow. You bet on Stewball and you might win, win, win. Bet on Stewball and you might win. You bet on Stewball and you might win, win, win. Bet on Stewball and you might win.
Good news if you're sick of the blues and your feet crave a raggedy string. Now my heart is jumping and my toes are thumping and my clothes don't wear the same. Got my hat on my elbow, jacket on my hips, buttons on the floor, and I must admit I don't want to hear a slow drag. Don't leave the jukebox holding the bag. Tune up the strings and play that guitar rag. Dixieland, he really knew how to play. The bass started walking, the guitar was talking, and I'll never forget that day. I got so excited I started shooting holes in the chandelier and almost blew up the entire town before they calmed me down. I don't want to hear a slow drag. I don't leave the jukebox holding the bag. Tune up the strings and play that guitar rag. Country, sitting and a rocking, the music is carrying me down to the city. Your daddy's walking to that ragtime beat. Now down in a dirty alley last night, somebody struck a chord and turned out the light. They don't want to hear a slow drag. No, don't leave the jukebox holding the bag. Tune up the strings and play that guitar rag.
David Wilcox at the Saturday Light Brigade. The guesses are really coming in. And so far the best incorrect answer is Choo Choo Charlie from Nick in New York City. Thank you, Nick. Linda and Collier has Charlie Callis, Carol Channing, Charles Calloway, Chuck Connors, Cindy Crawford, Chevy Chase, and the correct answer. Bill in Homer City listening at WIUP FM Indiana has Chris Carter as a guest. Charlie in Pittsburgh got the correct answer. Well done. He also had a guess of Carol Channing. My goodness, we have a lot of answers or guesses to share with you now. Bear with me. Here we go. Zach has a guess of Chris Cooper. Nick also guessed Cindy Crawford. John and Carrick came up with the correct answer. We're looking for a CC. We have one particular one in mind. Ross in North Carolina came up with it. He also guessed Christopher Columbus, Christopher Cross, Carol Channing, Chevy Chase, Courtney Cox, Chris Collingsworth, Chris Cuomo, Coco Chanel, Cab Calloway, and Claudette Colbert. Connie Chung, guessed by Zach in Pittsburgh. Ty also had a guess of Connie Chung along with Chevy Chase. John and Carrick had Coco Chanel. Elaine in Maine has Connie Chung. Ty in Squirrel Hill, you got it. Well done. Ty has been getting a lot of guesses lately. Matt in southeastern Pennsylvania has the correct answer. He also has two outstanding guesses to go along with Choo Choo Charlie. Chuck E. Cheese and Cap'n Crunch, or Captain Crunch, although I seem to remember it has an unusual abbreviation. John and Carrick has Chevy Chase. Patrick of South Park has Clive Cussler. Claudia Cardinal from John and Carrick. Mike and Mars comes forward with Charlie Chan, Cassius Clay, and Calvin Coolidge. Cindy Crawford from Matt. Nick also had Christopher Columbus. Here's a new one. John and Carrick has Chelsea Clinton. Nick also has Claudia Cardinal. Chaplain Steve has Coco Chanel, Christopher Columbus, Chris Cross, and Christian Crooner. Matt came up with Chris Christie and Chris Cuomo. Chaplain Steve. Oh, I got Chaplain Steve's guess. Oh, he's got it correct with his latest guess. Nick has Calvin Coolidge. Mike has Coco Chanel. Chester Cheetah. Oh, and Chip Corea. Great additions, Mike. Chaplain Steve also has Cindy Crawford. Matt has Christopher Columbus. And there are a few more to pass along with you. Let me see who Ricky's been talking to. Oh, she's up to date. I'm up to date with Ricky's recent conversations. Chuck Connors, Chelsea Clinton, Cindy Crawford, Chris Chellis, Chubby Checker, and Connie Chung from Russ and King. Candy Kane from Chaplain Steve. Good morning to Millie in Oakland. Nice to have you aboard. Sid Charisse from Ray and Yvonne. That's a great one, but not Sid Charisse. Great guess. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Claude Clark, guessed by Matt. Zach, you just got the correct answer. Well done. Another guess of Clive Cussler and Charlie Chan from Jim in Crafton Heights. Bob, listening this morning in Montefiore Hospital. Bob, you have got the correct answer. Well done. Alan in Squirrel Hill, you just got the correct answer. Mike in Mars has Claudette Colbert. Jim in Crafton Heights adds Count Chocula. And Aline in Maine has Chuck E. Cheese. 412-200-5975. 7, 5. I'm all caught up identifying guesses that have come in. We've had a few correct answers, but if you would like to take a guess, our lines are open once again. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Checking our Facebook page quickly to see if there are any additional guesses I have not shared with you. As of yet, Gerald in Indiana, Pennsylvania guessed Chris Cross, Cindy Crawford, Candy Kane, and the correct answer. Gerald, good to hear from you. Thank you for checking in. Simon McCandless has a guess of Captain Courageous. And Tom had a lot of others that I wanted to pass along. Tom frequently has an incredible list. Let's see. Charlie Chan, Chuck Connors, Carol Chessman, Cindy Crawford, Chris Christie, Claudia Colbert, Calvin Coolidge, Captain Cook, Cassius Clay, Cyril Cusack, Clara Clemens, and Chubby Checker. He also has the correct answer. Should we leave it open for you for just another moment? 412-200-5975. Why don't we do that? We'll give you another couple of moments to come up with the correct answer. 412-200-5975. Meanwhile, we'll take a listen to Curtis and Loretta at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Well, I took my gal to the fancy ball. It was a social hop. We danced all night till the break of daylight, just waiting for the music to stop. We walked into a restaurant. It was the finest on the street. She said, I am not hungry, and this is what she eats. She had a dozen raw, a plate of slaw, a chicken and a roast, a pair of doves, applesauce, and a soft shell crab on toast. She had a big barbecue, crackers too. Her appetite was immense. When she called for pie, I thought I would die, for I had but 50 cents. Well, you bet I was not hungry, folks. I did not care to eat, expecting at any moment to be kicked out in the street. Well, I thought if she ate this way every day, she could surely break the bank. She said, I am not thirsty, and this is what she drank. She had a glass of ale, a gin cocktail, oh, it made me shake with fear. A ginger pop, rum on the top, and a 2 scoons of beer. She had a whiskey skim, a gin martini, she should have had more sense. When she called for more, I fell on the floor, for I had but my 50 cents. Well, you bet I was not thirsty, folks, I did not care for drink, expecting at any moment to be escorted back to their sink. Well, she said she'd bring her friends around sometime, we'd all have fun. I showed that man my 50 cents, and this is what he'd done. He smashed my nose, tore my clothes, punched me on my jaw. Well, he grabbed me by my collar, and he threw me out his door. He grabbed me where my pants was loose, and he kicked me through his fence. Take my advice, don't try it twice if you have but 50 cents.
Jazz pianist Cyril Chestnut, that's not who you just heard, but that's another guest that just came in. Thank you, Mike and Mars, for that guess.
Mm-hmm.
Millie, thanks for your email. I need to figure out the song that you're referring to, but I will find it. I wonder if it was Play That Guitar Rag. Might have been. If you can tell me roughly the time you heard it, I'll be able to figure that out. Thank you for your kind email. Millie mentions that Kevin is married to her old friend from Wellington, New Zealand. And we played a song of his this morning. And I would love to try to identify that more specifically. But thank you very much. Did you come up with our Guess Who answer? A quick check, Captain Crunch. Guess by Fred. And Bruce just came up with it. But Bruce had some other guesses, including Commander Cody, Cameron Crowe, Courtney Cox, Cesar Chavez, great guess. Charlie in Pittsburgh got the correct answer. And a correct answer from Linda. Half of the dynamic duo, Gerald, Alan, Bob, Zach, Mike, Matt, Ty, Russ, John, and appropriately enough, Chaplain Steve came up with today's Guess Who. We were looking for Charlie Chaplin. Charlie Chaplin's today's Guess Who answer, Charlie Chaplin, is, and it was back on today's date that Mutual signed Charlie Chaplin to a film contract, and it was back in 1916, February 26th, 1916, and 3 years later, the old Charlie Chaplin films were released, that were made under that contract, and became quite a moneymaker, and were very successful at the box office, and are some of the films we still look at today. Charlie Chaplin, today's Guess Who, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you came up with Charlie Chaplin. Coming up, a song just for fun from Dickie Valentine, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
There's Cleo and Mio and the baby crocodile. We live on the Allegheny River, Pittsburgh's about a mile. When Cleo feels free, oh, well, the dancing gets so wild. You'd swear that the Allegheny River was the River Nile.
He was down in a hole, digging for coal to make an honest dollar. The foreman screams it's 5:15, but he don't hear him holler.
I dug so far to declare there's Cleopatra standing there.
If you don't believe it, come along and see it. There's Cleo and Mio and the baby crocodile. We live on the Allegheny River, Pittsburgh's about a mile. When Cleo feels free, oh, well, the dancing gets so wild. You'd swear that the Allegheny River was the River Nile.
When I asked her age, she flew in a rage, and when I start to tease her,
I say, you cad, don't treat me bad, or I'll go back to Caesar.
But dear, the way your kisses burn, it took 2,000 years to learn.
Cut it out, you flatterer, don't kid Cleopatra.
There's Cleo and Mio and the baby crocodile. We live on the Allegheny River, Pittsburgh's bottom mile. When Cleo feels Rio, well, the dancing gets so wild, you'd swear that the Allegheny River was the River Nile.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes out and all the stars are jiggling, the crocodile begins to smile and I begin a wiggling.
I sit upon a bag of coal and try to use my self-control. When her dance gets fierish, she brings out me Irish.
There's Cleo and Mio and the baby crocodile. We live on the Allegheny River, Pittsburgh's about a mile. When Cleo feels Rio, well, the dancing gets so wild, you swear that the Allegheny River was the River Nile.
From 1954, Cleo and Mio by Dickie Valentine here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We don't always get a chance to answer all of the guess who guesses. They come in at quite a rate, and we try to do our best. I think we've acknowledged them all on the radio, but if you sent us a text or email, you may not have gotten a direct answer. Thank you for playing along. We're going to do something we haven't done in a little while here, just for fun. I hope you'll stick around and participate. It's going to be most successful if you call and actually join us on the radio.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Calling all teens and people who interact with teens, we have multiple opportunities this spring and summer for middle and high school students interested in radio journalism, self-expression, arts and culture, social justice, podcasting, and more. If you want to be part of Pittsburgh Youth Media Corps, please email us at slb@slbradio.org. For more details, many different types of opportunities available as we prepare to open our brand new Youth Media Center. Send us a note. Since you're listening, we'd like you to be able to get in early. slb@slbradio.org. Teens have an opportunity to earn stipends, sharpen skills, and learn more about the community as well as share of themselves. slb@slbradio.org. We now hope that you will take a moment too. Join us on the radio. And tell us about an expression that somebody in your life uses, perhaps an adult in your past, your mom or your dad or your uncle or aunt, some kind of expression. I'll give you an example. My mom, on completing a task, would always say, "That's it, Fort Pitt," which I don't think would play in other parts of the country, but that was what she said. She also frequently, when asked to do something, would say, "I'll have that done in a jiffy." I did not understand that when I was a little kid. Or also, "I can do that 1, 2, 3. That I understood. My brother used to say, "Once it's funny, twice it's funnier, the third time it's a punch in the arm," and then he'd punch me for saying the same thing to make him laugh three times in a row. If there's an expression like that that you can remember somebody in your family frequently using, maybe in answer to the question, "How are you?" or "How soon can you get that done?" or "Tell me what you're doing." We'd love to hear from it. Some expressions that perhaps are not very familiar to other people, but are quite familiar to you for all the times they've been used. And you may have some of them for your own that you use. 412-200-5975. A friend of mine always used to say, "Close, but no cigar." That was a common one. And "close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades." We remember that one, perhaps. 412-200-5975. Here's hoping you'll join us on the radio. A segment like this needs your participation. So if there's something that you would like to share, either a family expression, one of your own. My friend Al up in Warren County, if you asked him, "How are you, Al?" he would always say, "About half." I never exactly understood what that meant, but that's what he would say. 412-200-5975. Let's hear from you. Ray and Yvonne, right, "What surprised my coworker always would say, 'Well, I'll be go to.'" That's great. Gosh, that made me think. Oh, using the same, we'll say heck. "Well, I'll be go to heck." Was it your mom or dad, Ricky, that would always say, "To heck you say." You know, that was your dad, right? Or "the heck you say" when something didn't agree with them. Do you have any expressions that are unique to your family or to your circle of friends? 412-200-5975. I'm going to scratch my head about a few more to share with you, but I hope you'll consider giving us a call or text and joining us on the radio this morning. This one isn't very clever, but probably the biggest two words in my childhood were, "We'll see." That was an answer to just about any anticipatory question from can we go to Kennywood to can we have pudding for dessert? We'll see. A nice non-committal answer, yet one that showed caring. Bill in Homer City, his mom used to say, it takes the same amount of breath to say something nice about someone as it takes to say something bad. I like it. Aline remembers, I can do it in no time flat. And then if something went wrong, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Excellent. 412-200-5975. Let us hear from you if you've got something to share along those lines. 412-200-5975. We'll keep our lines open as you think a little bit more. And we're getting ready. Mardi Gras is not too far away. In fact, March 1st, Fat Tuesday, I have the pleasure of serving as the Northside Mardi Gras King at the Allegheny Elks. So we'll get a little bit in the mood with Mike Batop and Jay Sommerauer with a song I know you'll recognize. You were vaccinated with a phonograph needle. That's what my dad would say if I talked too much.
My Yvonne sweet has won me, oh my, oh. Son of a gun will have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. Tonight I'm gonna see Mama Sheremio. Pick guitar, feel fruit jar, and Miguel. Son of a gun will have big fun on the bayou.
Jambalaya from Mike Batop and Jay Sommerauer here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Ricky just reminded me that her mom would say, you dirty strap, if you did something off spec in her eyes or something mischievous. Barb and Aspinwall said when surprised, some people would say, unbelievable. Her dad would say, jumpin' Jehoshaphat. She She also mentioned that the answer to how are you would be fare to Midland. And when it's time to go, well, I better get on my horse. And if her mom wanted the kids to do something, she would call the boys Elmer and the girls either Esmeralda or Susabel. And I love that. It's like your son's name might be David, but you say, all right, Elmer, how about clean the basement up? Or your daughters might be Sherry and Margaret. But instead you say, listen here, Esmeralda and Susabel, how about you clean things? How about you clean up the kitchen? Good morning to Maggie. How nice to hear from you, Maggie, in West Homestead. When we asked my granny if she was all right, you can tell I'm reading it for the first time, can't you? This is great, Maggie. When asking my granny if she was all right, she'd say, I'm not all right, I'm half left. And Ray and Yvonne add the good Lord willing and the creek don't rise. That's a great one. 412-200-5975. We're looking for unusual expressions used in your family. Michael writes, my father would often respond to statements with, and on the other hand, she wore a yellow glove. Thank you, Michael. 412-200-5975 is how you can reach us. There's a few more songs that I had picked out for today. And we had a request for this one, which will play now. This is Paul Kamm and Eleanor McDonald. The sentiment is clear once you listen to it, and it's our pleasure to play it this morning. I do want to encourage you to phone 412-200-5975. Chaplain Steve just writes, when my kids would get me flustered, I would call them Frank, George, Ralph instead of Herbie, Tommy, and Sarah. We have a few more calls coming in, so I want to be sure that we acknowledge folks as they join us. 412-200-5975. Thank you to Tommy and to Ray and Yvonne and also Jim with your recent contributions. And before we'll pass along a few more, we do have open lines. That's what I wanted to check. 412-200-5975. Oh, Kathy is in Youngstown, Pennsylvania. My mom used to tell me to go outside and get the stink blowed off. Yes, we still use that expression every now and then. Kathy, that's a great one. Here's the song requested that I mentioned before. Paul Kamm and Eleanor McDonald.
When I was just a little kid, my friends and I'd play war. We'd shoot 'em dead and blow 'em up. Didn't know what we were fighting for. Whenever my dad would see us playing, he'd come and spoil our fun. He'd say, war is not a game, son. War is not a game. When I turned 18, I joined the army. Our country was at war. The recruiter said I was a patriot. It was peace I'd be fighting for. I couldn't wait to tell my dad. Thought he'd be proud of what I'd done. But he said, war is always the same, son. War is always the same. Then he put his arms around me and told me things I never heard before. He told me what he'd seen and done when he was in the war. He said, son, I'll always respect you for doing what you thought was right. But the only way that there'll be peace is if we all refuse to fight. Now the army sent me off to war. I was still 18 years old. They taught me how to hate and how to kill and just do what I was told. I could hear my father saying every time I fired my gun, war is not a game, son. War is always the same. I got back from the war alive. My body was intact. I had a son, and as I watched him grow, those old memories came back. He was playing war one day with his friends. I didn't want to spoil his fun, but I said, war is not a game, son. War is always the same. I told my son right then and there things I'd never told him before. I told him what I'd seen and done when I was in the war. I said, son, you're not too young to learn to stand up for what is right. And we can make a better world if we all learn not to fight. Before I knew, my son was 18 and our country was at war again. A recruiter came knocking at our door and asked my son if he could come in. He told my son he'd be a patriot and it was peace he'd be fighting for. My son said, war is always the same, sir. Then he closed the door.
Let us try what love can do. Let peace prevail to build this sad old world anew. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. In our hearts and in our minds, let peace prevail. Got to feed the hungry, clothe the poor, let peace prevail. Can't afford the cost of war, let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. In our hearts and in our minds, let peace prevail. Old wrongs now we must forgive, let peace prevail. That every child on earth may live, let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. In our hearts and in our minds, let peace prevail. Raise your voices, join your hands, let peace prevail. Justice and mercy in every land, let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail. In our hearts and in our minds, let peace prevail. Let us try what love can do. Let peace prevail. To build this sad old world anew. Let peace prevail. Let peace prevail.
hearts and in our minds let peace prevail.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's songs from Sing Out, is where that recording came from, Nelson Cooper and Early. Let Peace Prevail, and also by request of Paul Cam and Eleanor McDonald, and War Is Not a Game. A number of calls coming in, Millie. Nice to talk with you. Millie is in Oakland. Chaplain Steve has a couple things here. When his kids ask a question, like, I've got a question, he would say, the answer is 17. If somebody says, I'll be back, he would say, I'll be Beethoven. And if they say, I'll be right back, the response, I'll be left short, similar to the one that we just heard a minute ago. And Tim just wrote a moment ago, and I made some notes about Tim's call. Was this Tim's dad or somebody? The Universal, a friend's dad, the Universal nicknames, Rasputin and Smiley. Come over here, Rasputin. What about you, Smiley? Rich in Edinburgh says, when peer pressure prompted the comment, that's not fair, the response was always, fair is not equal, and equal is not fair. Chaplain Steve had another one. He said the proper response to, can we go to Kennywood, is, I don't know. Can we? That was Maggie. I was trying to remember Maggie's granny. Are you all right? Nope, I'm half left. A great answer. I hope I've gotten all of them. I believe I have. If I missed any, my apologies. The third time's the charm, that's one we would say, but that's pretty common. Good morning to Michael. It's nice to have you tuned in, playing along on Facebook. Also, Bob and Rich. Now, coming up, we have a Black History Month feature. You're going to hear an amazing couple, Reverend Jimmy Joe Robinson and Dr. Betty Robinson, also known as Graham to her many friends. They are going to talk about their early careers, their life in the civil rights movement. Rev marched alongside of Dr. King, and you'll also hear about their legacy as Manchester changemakers. We also have a youth expression showcase in our next hour. You'll meet a student from Kosovo and one who is from Palestine. And we have the Rising Voices Youth Choir in our next hour as well. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Ours too, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, RadioPhoenix.org, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
My name is Amir Abdul-Rahim, and I'm 13 years old.
And I'm Peyton Pinkston. I'm 14 years old.
We interviewed Reverend and Betty Robinson on October 23rd, 2008.
In Indianapolis, Indiana, hold your hats, in 1929.
My gracious. I was born in Connellsville, Pennsylvania, in 1927. I'm 2 years older than Graham.
Wow.
I got involved deeply into civil rights while I was at Bidwell Church. Very, very deep into civil rights. And I had an opportunity to meet Dr. King and walk with him at Selma. You know, I saw him at the end of the march at Montgomery. In those days when all of us were trying to get voter registration, you remember when they tried to walk across the Edmund Pettus Bridge and got beat up? So I walked there, and at the end of the march, I saw Dr. King make a speech, and it equaled the speech that was given at the March on Washington. I went to the University of Pittsburgh. My first year there was 1945, and I graduated in 1951. I had some time in the Army, so I missed a couple of years at Pitt.
I'm a graduate of Shenley High School in Pittsburgh. Yay, Shenley! And I went to the University of Pittsburgh and graduated in 1951 with an undergrad degree.
Well, the first job I had when I was out of Pitt, I was drafted by the Cleveland Browns. But then when I was playing there, I got drafted in the Army. I spent 3 years in the Army in special services and played football in the Army. Then when I came out, I was older, and they traded me to the Steelers. And then I was released by the Steelers and went to Montreal, Canada. So most all of my adolescent years, up until the time that I was about 27, were in trying to make it in professional football. Then later on, I ended up coming back to Pittsburgh and going into the theological seminary, where I became a minister in a church.
I got a job at Beltsuber School. I was the first Negro teacher. Negro. And he was in seminary. He couldn't work. In those days, you couldn't go to seminary part-time. You had to go all day. So he had to quit his job, and he went to seminary, and I put him through school. And he worked 3 months in the summer digging ditches to make up for some money. Anyhow, the woman at the school board told me, well, you understand you're the first Negro that's going to teach in Beltsuber, and if you don't make it, then no other Negro will make it. And there were things even back then I would like to have said to her. But we needed the money.
All the guys that I played ball with were all white. And, you know, small town in those days, I'm talking about 1945. That's a long time ago. My name, the athletic name I still carry, was Jimmy Joe Robinson. There was a young fella in a place called Derry Township who was a good athlete, too. So I was in study hall my senior year when they began to recruit athletes to go to college. So this recruiter from the University of Georgia called me out, thought that my last name was Joe. And when he saw me coming and looked up and saw me and saw that I was black, his teeth almost fell out. And there's no way in the world that, you know, that I was going to be able to go to the University of Georgia in 1945. So that man was embarrassed. And then, of course, 17 years old, I really understood the whole scenario.
James, you tell that part, Dad, about how you started, because there wouldn't have been an MYDC if you hadn't started it.
It wasn't called MYDC then. Our denomination, the Pittsburgh Presbyterian Church, funded the gymnasium that you see at the